Good morning, Tony. Thank you so much for getting up early and being on the show with us today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So, how are things going?
I'm pretty upset, actually, that Kelly's standing me up like this. Mm-hmm. She messaged me first, and now she's not even texting me back.
Okay. So, how did you guys meet?
We met on Match.com.
Okay. And the first date went well?
I mean, we went on a haunted walk. Sort of like
that's interesting.
Yeah. Sort of like a haunted house, but with no house.
Did she seem to enjoy it?
She was terrified, actually. But, yeah. But she said she loves Halloween, so seemed like a good choice.
Aw. Well, did anything awkward happen other than taking her to a haunted walk?
Besides random clowns and werewolves jumping out of us? No, not really.
Okay. How long ago was that?
It was 2 Saturdays ago.
Okay, so not too long ago. If you had to guess, yeah. I mean, why do you think she's ignoring you?
I don't know. I mean, she seems sort of stuck up.
Oh, okay.
I liked her, but I could see you're not wanting to date a mechanic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if you think she's stuck up, you still want to give her a call and find out what's going on, or?
Yeah, because okay. I can't think of anything, so yeah, I need to know.
Okay, all right. Well, hang on. We'll give her a quick call.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right, Kelly, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kelly?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. We do a morning show here in Lexington, and we were just calling to see if we could chat with you a little bit about the date you had with Tony. He kind of asked us to give you a call because he thinks, like, you're ghosting him. So we just want to know what's up. What happened? What did he do that you're not liking?
I'm definitely ghosting him. So, yeah, he's right.
Okay, so did he say or do something to upset you in any way?
Yeah, he said something so stupid. I'm surprised he doesn't know why I'm not calling him back.
Okay. What did he say?
Well, he said that he's not voting. Oh. I can't bring myself to date someone who doesn't think voting is important. That's so stupid.
Okay. I'm just curious, how did it come to the up? Like, how did you guys bring that up if you went to a haunted... Was it just casual conversation?
I mean, it's like, what else, you know, like, what is everyone talking about right now? Like, I just asked him if he had voted yet, or, like, if he's waiting for Election Day, or, you know, whatever, what his plan was, and he said he wasn't going to vote.
Did he say why?
I mean, he just, like, came up with some lame excuse. The worst part was, like, he thought that I thought it was cool. Like, no, absolutely not.
Hmm. Okay, well, we actually have Tony on the phone with us. Tony, would you like to say anything?
Yeah, I told you she was stuck up.
Oh.
Why is that any of your business?
Okay.
It's not my business. You can do what you want. It's just for me, like, that absolutely doesn't work. That's a deal breaker. I'm not going to date someone who doesn't care about anything.
I hate both of them. Okay, maybe I'll vote for someone when I feel like they're a good candidate.
Okay, I mean, well, then I think you're just stupid if you think there isn't at least one good candidate. Like, at this point, like, I just don't care, you know? Enjoy your life ignoring the world.
Okay, so I'm going to interject here before it gets really crazy. So I can see that this is not going anywhere. Tony, I'm so sorry that this didn't work out. But, you know, hey, at least you got some answers.
It looks like I dodged the bullet anyway. Thank you.
Same.